Aloha, everyone. Welcome to the Magnum PI podcast. I am Eve.
And I'm Liz.
And apparently I am required to be in bed right now instead of here.
As per doggy law.
As per doggy law, he's staring at me right now. Are you picking me up?
He's like,
Mom. I'm being fetched. Hi.
He's like, Mom, it is bedtime.
It is way past our bedtime, but here we are. He's still awake.
Problem with time differences.
Yeah, I mean, he has a little bed on here, so he could go to bed if he wanted to, but he wants to go to the real bed. Not gonna happen right now. Aww.
Aw, cutie.
Yeah. So, have you seen what's happening on Twitter right now?
Which part? I've been at work. I literally
the MPI shuffle.
Oh yes, I have seen that. Yes, yes, yes.
We've got some really crazy prompts already.
I've only been seeing like occasional ones, but they look really, really good.
Shammy getting a beauty treatment at a fertility clinic just still cracks me up.
That is good. I saw one about Haunted Mansion and Thomas, I think.
Thomas having a picnic in a haunted house, yes.
Yeah.
That is also something else. Never would have thought, would have guessed gotten the idea of a picnic. There is a nuclear bunker situation with Mahina.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I haven't gotten one yet.
Oh, yeah, because you can't give yourself one. So
yeah, so it's either the HQ or Tori.
You
have to give me one. Yay.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I was like, if I could write, I would do it, but I cannot.
You can also do fan art.
Yeah, I can't. The only thing I can somewhat do is make a GIF, so
you could try writing. So yeah, essentially, we could be getting some really fun fanfics and pictures soon.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, me too.
I love when new fanfics drop.
Yeah, me too. Especially in a situation like we're in now, I feel like we're all going a little stir crazy again because of this time of the year.
Uh-huh.
I gotta admit, getting a little bit nervous because of next week, actually.
Oh, the upfronts?
No. ESC, Eurovision Song Contest, which famously last year's Eurovisions got fucked over for me. So there's that.
Yeah, I just see all that on Twitter, and I'm like, I can't keep up.
With what?
The Eurovision everything.
Oh my god, there's nothing to keep up with. Let's be real here. There's nothing to keep up with. It's just a group of... Well, it's two sets. First, we have one semifinal, then we have another semifinal, and then we have finalists. It's about 20-something finalists, and they all sing a song, and then a jury decides if they're... how many points they get, and then the people decide how many points they get, and...
Well, yeah.
At the end, someone won.
And it's just bragging rights, right?
No, the winner hosts the next one.
Oh, okay.
Unless there's a war there, as we've now learned, because last year Ukraine won. Yeah, so I think it's somewhere in England this time.
Oh, okay.
They host for them. I mean, obviously, it has to be assumed that one of the big five has to host. Big five, that's like five countries that pay a lot of money toward the ESC and automatically are in the finals. They don't have to go to the semifinals at all.
Okay, a little bit of nepotism. No, not quite nepotism, but...
Yeah, we basically pay for this shit. But also, like... They get the bill at the end because, let's just say, yeah, you got... You pay, Germany pays a lot of money for that shit. And we're instantly in the finals. But here's the thing. More often than not, we're losing. We're last quite often. Quite often, like nobody gives us points kind of situation, so it's sad.
I don't know, I just watch it from the other side of the world. I see the tweets from the other side of the world.
The madness without context.
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like this year the Magnum PI fandom will watch it together, so there's gonna be more madness.
Highly possible. Very highly possible.
Extremely highly possible. I think there's a couple of people who are just gonna do what they usually do with it, which is roast the shit out of everybody.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, me too. It's fun. It is fun. But we've been talking for other stuff for like 7 minutes now. I think we should get on topic.
Yeah, probably.
We can about have two topics, though.
5-10.
Yeah, it's the first one.
And...
Writer's Strike.
Oh, yes. It is true. We must discuss.
We must discuss, at least briefly.
Let's get on to 5-10, and then dive into the writer's strike.
Yes, let's talk about 5-10.
Yeah. I have timeline issues. I already told you this.
This is like the second finale with timeline issues.
Yeah, but this one was really big for me because, as we all know, 5-10 picks up where 5-9 finished. With a little bit of time in between, because when we were in 5-9, it was still light out, we saw everything, so we can assume a couple hours passed, but, you know, Miggy is happily cuddling on the couch, but then when shit breaks loose, shit, it's the fan, sorry, Gordon all of a sudden shows up, and I'm like, hang on, bud, you were on the mainland, which means you were a minimum of 6 hours away, and he was not on the West Coast, because it was cold, so we can assume that he was more than 6 hours away, and even if Miggy had been cuddling for 6 hours, there's no way that he would have had time to get from wherever he was to the airport, fly, get off the plane, find out what was going on with Rick and Childs, and then get to La Mariana.
Yeah, not this is
enough time.
Not enough time is like a common threat at this point, because we had the Kate situation with not enough time and Leah. Yeah, so in case you haven't realized, yeah. 5-1 picks up where
5-20
left off. Leah suddenly completely gone.
Yeah,
someone already took her desk.
Yeah, and it's literally the next morning,
and it's kind of just the next morning, so she's just like, bye bitches, I'm quitting right now, I'm leaving right now. Did she die or something?
It's so true. I thought,
why is nobody mourning her if she died?
That's so true. It's literally the next morning. 5-01 is literally the next morning.
Unless they fucked an entire day away, but I don't think so.
No, because didn't he say in the shower, I wanted to talk when we got home last night?
Listen. I would give them that if they said they fucked an entire day away because time is difficult when you're on sex brain.
True. And Miggy definitely had sex brain.
They had a very long night. Timeline issues. I love timeline issues. They're really something this recently. They're a little bit of a mess. I mean, yeah, there is suspension of disbelief, but sometimes it's just kind of obvious.
Can we talk about the fact that Rick's screensaver, that kid looked way older than a few months?
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's be real. That was Bear.
Yeah.
That was Bear Knighton.
Yeah, that was.
That was also Bear Knighton where he was not.
No.
Just a few months old. And I, to this day, I do not get why they picked that picture. Because, A, completely different haircut on her. Bear's too old. Why did he have to be only in a diaper?
True.
When it takes you like 5 seconds to find a picture on Betsy's Instagram, because this is from Betsy's Instagram, where the child is clothed. It's not Bear, it's Bowen, but child is clothed. Haircut matches, and the child's age matches way better.
Mm-hmm. I know. And they literally shot themselves in the foot with that, because as Rick was recording the video, he's like, I've only been your dad for a few months, implying that Joy is only a few months old.
Okay, but I'll give them one thing. We actually don't know what his time, sense of time is. Maybe for him, a few months is like 24 plus months.
Maybe, but then that would mean that Miggy's been dating for 2 years.
Well, she's ready to marry him.
That is true. Her subconscious is ready to marry him. I am still on proposal in 520. Calling it,
same.
Putting it out there. We've said it. You heard it here.
same.
We called. I think we called that back in our prediction episode, even.
We did. We also called them saying, I love you in 510.
Even though they didn't actually say it.
Well, they kind of did.
With the looks.
I mean, he takes care of her, makes her mom's drink.
Oh, yeah.
They're saying I love you without saying it at this point. And quite often, might I add.
Adorable. I love their soft moments.
Would you get your butt away from there, please, puppy? Thank you. In case everybody's wondering, if you're watching this on YouTube and not listening, why I disappeared from the screen, someone had a little bit of a meltdown in the other room and had to be picked up. Literally picked up.
Like a child.
You know, he sometimes has his, oh, hi, kisses. He sometimes has his moments where he wants to be held like a baby, actually.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
Aw. What a sweetie.
You good? Yeah.
He's good.
He's a very good boy.
Yeah.
Even though he just had a literal meltdown.
I find that hilarious.
Yeah. Even good boys get to have meltdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else did you think of the episode? What did you think of the motivation of Nadia? Nadine?
Meh.
Same. Okay, so you're a child dead and you have to kill people? Cool.
Yeah. It was like, okay, really? I don't get why you have to kill people because you're like, I don't understand why you have to kill people who had nothing to do with your son's death.
Like, yeah.
I'm like, all right, okay.
I mean, yeah, maybe she didn't have time to kill people while her son was alive, but also, clearly you had no problem hiring someone for it.
Yeah.
Now, why not do that before?
Yeah, exactly. like, I don't know, like, was she just afraid that, like, her son would somehow get involved, like, if she sent people to kill people, like, that she might get caught and then her son would be screwed?
No, she was probably afraid to actually find people who are not dumb.
Mm.
Because, lo and behold, once again, our
hitmen
are stupid.
Yeah. Agreed.
And it was a white car of all the things that they let the dude get away with. Oh my god.
White van 2.0!
I feel like to a certain extent, it got to someone that people are still confused about the white van, so they're let's plop a white one there just in case. So if the last people haven't gotten the idea yet that the white van situation is there. Close, now they know, because now this is the only.
God, don't go there. Please don't go there.
I just did.
God damn it.
Yeah, so anyway, the guy gets into a car that is very obviously a trap.
Yeah.
And just bites into the bait. And
leads them right to Nadine.
Yeah. Though I do appreciate the little fight scene with Magnum that we got out of that.
I was gonna say, yeah, that was really good. And I was about to say also, Ninja Higgy at the beginning, climbing up that wall. That was fucking epic.
Yes, the attack on the nest, and I will refuse to call it a siege because per definition, this is not a siege.
It didn't last long enough to be a siege.
Yeah, or was in any form or way a siege, because a siege is basically you're laying siege from outside, not being like entering straight away. That is not a siege, that's a straight up attack where a bunch of people were overpowered by two people, one of them being really drugged.
Mm-hmm. Well, if she was still drugged at that point.
In either way, it's embarrassing.
Yep. It was a team of, like, what? Like, five guys versus the two of them?
Yeah.
And the guys had the element of surprise. And they still fucked up.
I mean, fat surprise. Cutting the power. Making noise. They can't even surprise people. Like, holy cow.
God. Yeah, but Ninja Higgy was pretty cool. I like myself some Ninja Higgy.
As was Magnum's fighting.
Yeah.
That's good. Shammy being badass.
Oh, yeah. I was sick. Shammy to the rescue.
Yes, and I love that. I love it so much. I'm so down for more Shammy.
Yeah. Do we know anything if he's going to be in B at all?
Yeah, because yeah, he is, eh? I might have seen him on the set.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, definitely. I have seen the guy on the set, and I also might have seen Steven, Jay, and Perdita on set.
Okay.
Someone is losing his mind again. Meltdown 2.0. You can actually hear it. Oh, boy.
I can hear the Meltdown 2.0.
And I have to get the puppy again. Yo. Get here. Here. But I want to bark at the air. There we go. And I have him again.
There we go.
So, what else? Rick and Susie.
Again with the meh.
Okay. I like the way how Rick got out of the car. That was cool.
Yeah. I'll give him props for the flair.
I give the bad guys props for suddenly finding the ATVs, though.
Yeah!
Like, they planned on crashing?
Well, isn't it supposed to be, like, the next morning, so maybe they came, like, they came prepared?
Yeah, but again, they planned on crashing?
I don't know, maybe they found out they crashed, went to get the ATVs, and then went after Rick?
Who knows? Who knows?
Possible.
Who knows at this point? I mean, look, it was shot in Kualoa, so it's really not hard to get ADVs on in Kualoa.
No, it's not.
The dogs are trickier.
Yeah. That's true.
Still don't get why he deleted that
video. Really? Yeah.
Really? You're barking now at a fucking fly? Barking at a fly. Guess what? Other animals exist. yeah. I don't get why you deleted it.
Yeah, I don't really get the point of that either.
Just show it to her. I mean, yeah, I know she turned you down before.
But still.
She's turned you down more than once before in my books.
I think the whole point of that video was so Magnum would see it.
And do nothing with it?
Yeah. I think he had a moment, like, when he watched it. I think he had a moment of, like, okay, shit. But then, obviously, nothing came of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you wanted to show it as Magnum seeing it and having his realization, maybe I should tell Higgy that I love her.
Mm-hmm.
And this episode would have been the moment.
Yeah. I mean, I obviously still think it's coming.
Unless he carries, like, some hidden trauma, Hannah-related hidden trauma.
Could be.
Yes.
I can't wait for the I love you out loud.
I still think that it might be not that much.
Yeah, I think it'll just be like a, I love you too. Like, I don't think it's going to be like a huge moment.
Or, I love you, I know.
Oh yeah, that would be cute too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, obviously.
Yeah.
That would be quite the moment. Magnum goes, I love you, and she's like, obviously.
Well, I still think he's going to say it first.
Yeah, me too.
I would love for her to say it first.
No, still, if it was like, some very British reaction. I would love that too.
Yeah, me too. Ditto.
Ditto, yeah.
That'd be cute. I love you. Ditto.
Yeah, that would be very on brand.
That I could see that happening.
Yeah.
I could definitely see that happening.
This cannot be comfortable. For anyone just listening, somehow the puppy is sitting half on my arm and half on the couch cushion. Why are you barking? Why? There's nothing. There's the fly.
Koa versus the fly.
He's not even attacking it. He's just barking at. No, you're not going to chase the fly. Did you have to give him this idea now? No! Good lord. You're something else. You're something else. Okay, anything else about episode 10?
Just that
TC.
I'm...
TC!
Oh yeah, TC.
We haven't talked about the...
Loved the Cade talk. I know it's not about TC, but I loved the Higgy and Cade talk.
Yes.
That was sweet. And TC needing his brothers was kind of cute.
Yeah, and he can't walk at the moment because he can't feel his legs.
Right. So that's TBD.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yeah, we will. Fair warning. Because I might have seen some filming, I actually accidentally spoiled Liz and I, so we're not getting into what we think because we might know a little too much. So there's that.
Yeah, we might know a little much.
Just about the GC situation, though. It's,
yeah.
It was before we knew what happened.
Yeah, Sarah, that is so true, though. That is so true.
I spoiled it before I knew it was a spoiler. Hi!
That is true. That is very true. That's true.
Technically, I spoiled you on that before season 5 even started.
It's true.
It was perhaps the Monday before 5-1 aired. Fun times.
Very fun times.
So obviously we're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to spoil you guys.
My god.
Yeah, fun.
I actually almost forgot about that moment.
I still think there's going to be a time jump between 10 and 11.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be very much, though, if we do get one.
Yeah, but it's not going to be another next day stitch.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Yeah.
I don't think it will be.
I can hear Meltdown Part 3 brewing up right now. Crazy. Let's go to another Meltdown.
Writer strike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like more than one Meltdown.
Hmm?
It's kind of like more than one Meltdown. Fans are having Meltdowns.
Yeah.
On social media about the writer strike and... Well, yeah, I have my thoughts. Obviously. But for anybody not knowing what's happening, the WGA, Writers Guild of America, is on strike right now. So, all of it is basically paralyzed-ish.
Ish, yeah.
There are still some productions running, like on Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
There are, and this is one of the meltdowns that I've seen on social media, there are some people who are blaming the crews that are still running for still producing. But I gotta be quite honest, people have to pay rent and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So they want to be hired again. So if your employer is Disney and tells you you have to continue shooting, you
kind of have to. Yeah, you kind of have to do that.
Yeah. So yeah. I wouldn't blame crews that are running still.
Yeah.
Plenty of shows have stopped producing and the like, so there's that.
Yeah, the late nights, like, immediately went off the air.
Yeah, I've heard some people actually were surprised that they did.
It's like, what, did you think they didn't have writers on late night TV show? Like...
Yeah, some people thought that Jimmy Kimmel and Co. were just awesome stand-up dudes.
Yeah, and
well, I'm just sitting here. Even stand-up guys have their jokes written down beforehand.
For sure.
Not necessarily by the writers. Could be from the comic, but
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Shit's generally being written down before. So, what does that mean for Magnum PI?
Well, we still have 10 episodes that are already written, shot, and... Yeah.
Suddenly incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
Because if the strike is as long as last time, fall is gonna look very heavy on potentially the reality TV.
Yep, that's true too.
anything that doesn't require writers.
Yeah. Even though some reality TV does require writers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that makes MPI one of the last shows standing, which kind of means that you can hope for good ratings.
Yep.
Which could be good for renewal. Obviously, we could be renewed before that, but as far as I know right now, no deals are being struck. So if we were renewed right now, then not with a full deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the writers can't sign on.
That's true. They can't. And then we have the upfronts coming up.
I think CBS already postponed theirs.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Because NBC's is supposed to be, what, the 15th?
I don't know. They might still postpone theirs, too.
Yeah. I mean, if it's not postponed, I think it's supposed to be the 15th.
Yeah.
If I'm remembering correctly.
I genuinely don't remember it, so there's that.
Yeah. I'm thinking, for some reason, the date of the 15th is stuck in my head, but I could be wrong about that.
Yeah, I just know that there's probably going to be a lot of more episodes, more shows being up in the air. And, you know, you can always just wait for stuff to, for us to be renewed until after 5B aired. So,
yep, that too.
Nobody has to be in a rush about us, which might be quite the glorious position for NBC to be in right now, because they don't have to worry about MPI.
Yeah, that's true. They can sit back and see how we do in the fall, which they're probably, you know, banking on doing quite well if we're one of the only shows.
And aside from that, they're probably banking on us doing quite well, because if they don't, they wouldn't have saved us.
That too. Yeah.
And they're putting their money where their mouth is, because they have given a lot of money to our promotion so far. So there's
that. That's true too. The promotion has been exceptional.
Indeed, it has been. So, basically, what the writer's strike means for us is kind of nothing.
Yeah.
Except for one thing. Since no other show is hiring, can't hire right now because of the strike, the deadline with the contracts is more like a guideline. Right now, not a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And in any case, contracts can be prolonged, renewed.
Yeah.
Without the lots show of being stuff. Renewed. There's wiggle.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that could happen with contracts.
Yeah.
So, not that surprised.
Yeah, so basically, a lot could happen, or nothing, until after 5B. We will know. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fat man down! And it's not, he's not barking at the fly right now, because the fly is here! Ah! I think this is the I want to go to bed meltdown. Is this the I want to go? Yes, this is the I want to go to bed meltdown. Hello!
He is a child.
Yeah, he is. In so many ways, he's a child. He will not have it to not go to bed in time.
I heard that.
Hey! Why?
No need.
He is a child.
Literally.
Cranky little guy.
Cranky dude.
Yeah. So, we talked about the writer's strike. We talked about episode 10. I don't know what we're talking about next time, but we'll come up with something.
We will figure it out.
Yeah. So, until next time.
Bye.
Bye.